This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org. This is the first session of the Christian Missionary Fellowship International, USA, convention in Boston, which is themed, Be Filled with the Holy Spirit. During these messages, there is often much sensitive material of repentance that, when necessary, has been deleted to protect the identity of the person confessing. Explanatory notes are often given in its place.
Tonight I want us to welcome the person who's traveled actually the farthest of all of us, our speaker, Dr. Zach Fomum. And I remember when we went to Montreal and when Pastor Calvin Wunchez had him there. He was to speak at the University of Montreal. And he had a pretty laudatory resume of his to read and to just to let people know that he was, you know, worth their time. But I remember we were in the car with them as we were driving, and he told Brother Calvin, just tell them that I've walked with God for 50 years. And that's really why we have him here. We have him here because he has walked with the Lord for now 52 years. And we especially wanted him in Boston because this is the city of science. And he's a man who has clearly excelled in the scientific domain, yet walks with God. In Boston, that's a huge contradiction, a shocking contradiction. But we really have him here because he has walked with God for that long, and I couldn't think of a better person to ask to come and speak at this convention than him. So I will not tell you his degrees and all that. If we were at MIT, I probably would. But for this setting, we'll just let you know that he has walked with God so long and so well that it is worth your having traveled to come here to receive ministry from him. So why don't we give him a clap of welcome.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Please be seated. The name of Jesus is the greatest name. The name of Jesus Christ is the greatest name. Amen. But after the name of Jesus is yours. Say, I am a most special person. After the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm next. No one like me has ever lived. Say it.
No one like me has ever lived.
On planet Earth. No one like me would live after me.
No one like me would live after me.
In all creation, I am unique.
In all creation, I am unique.
One.
In all creation,
I am special.
Very, very special.
I will not take myself lightly. No one like me has ever lived. No one like me would live after me. God does not produce photocopies. He produces originals. And I am an original. Clap. Clap to a creator. Clap to a creator. God is God with a capital G. And you are God with a small g. Psalm 82, verse 1. God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. He gives judgment among the God with a capital G presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods with small g. Verse 6. Someone should read verse 6. Where's your Bible? No. Everybody has to use his Bible. The notes are secondary importance. The Bible is primary importance.
Psalms 82, verse 6. I said, you are gods, and you are all sons of the Most High.
I say, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. God can only produce gods. God can only produce gods. I say, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. Could someone pray that will begin to sink? Could someone pray that will begin to sink?
But I pray that what you are saying we believe, oh God. I pray that what you are saying right now, that we are God, we believe that is truth, that you mean it, that you have created us and we are God. But I pray that you are saying in my heart, that you sing it each one heart here present. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. In John chapter 10, verse 34 and 35, verse 34 to 36. John chapter 10, 34, 35, 36. Someone should read it quickly. There's no time.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in the law, I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, saith ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said, I am the Son of God?
I want you to see the very special place, the very special being that God has made you into. I was reading a book 2 days ago, and the person talked about Lom. Poor little old me. Poor little old me. Poor little old me. Poor little old me. Is that what you think about yourself? Poor little old me. It's possible for a God to reduce himself to poor little old me. And when you reduce yourself to poor little old me, that's what you will function as, regardless of what you have been made to be. Who are you? What are you? In Psalm 82, he says, I say you are gods, you are sons of the Most High. But you will die like Mammon. You will fall like every other ruler. There's a choice. You can reject the person that you are, and you can reject your destiny and settle to be a poor little old me. I say you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. All. All born again people, all sons of the Most High. But you can choose to die like Mammon. You will fall like every other ruler. I cannot do this. I cannot do this. I'm not like this. I'm not like that. I say you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. Lay hold on that. So that you don't die like Mammon. Live like Mammon and die like Mammon. And fall like Mammon. You will become what you know yourself to be. You will become what you see yourself to be. If you think that you are just a mere man, I hear people praying, oh God, help me for the few years that I have left. I'm just starting. You see, brethren, between January and now, God has used me to perform more miracles than he did in the last 32 years. In one occasion in Kigali, over 2,500 people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But that was not it. But the blind saw, the deaf heard, the dumb spoke. 31 of them. Somebody who was deaf, dumb, and blind just saw it. It all happened in a very short time. We do not pray for long. When we asked for the lame to walk, it was a village setting. Only one person had a really formal clutch, the big man's clutch. The others had sticks. I gathered 14 sticks of people who abandoned them because they were walking. And I led them on a Jesus dance. We danced around a Jesus walk in freedom. You'll see some of the pictures tomorrow. A woman who had not heard for 33 years, the ears just went boom, and she was hearing. A boy went to school and they drove him because he could not speak. He just stood there and was talking and giving his testimony. In fact, we produced the first signs, wonders, and miracle tracks. That's what happened when God came down in Rwanda. 3 weeks ago, we crossed the ferry and went to one part of Mbam called Dek. We had only 2 hours, 2.5 hours to preach the gospel because you have to cross by ferry, and after 6 o'clock, the ferry does not operate. We prayed somebody. A few people were healed. One woman came and we danced a bit without her stick. Then a boy came. I didn't even know what was his problem. We laid hands on him and we prayed. Oh, and then he just lifted his hands and started praising the Lord. Then the father jumped out. I said, oh, that's my son. He has never spoken since he was born. He's been dumb from birth. 16 years old. This is the first time he's speaking. And the boy was speaking and he was blasting God's praise. Was speaking and blasting God's praise. During the Benin Convention, first of all, I told you about a girl who did not have the vaginal opening. When she was born, she didn't have a vaginal opening, so they took her to a sorceress who said, this girl is a god. That's why her body is different from the others. So the parents began to worship her. A god has to have a biology that is different from that of other human beings. The mother brought her to a convention. It was a word of knowledge that God is giving a vaginal opening to a girl of 16. The mother was watching to see whether somebody else, because the girl, she did not even know that she was abnormal, since they said she was a god. And her parents just did everything she said, and she felt very big. As we spoke again, the mother came out. That was in the convention, Benin Convention of 2001. After the meeting, the mother took her and opened, and there was the fully developed vaginal opening. She was 18 then. 3 months after that, she saw her period for the first time. This time she came, she's married, and she was 8.5 months pregnant. But at the convention itself, a man who was born with a shortened leg, his leg was lengthened and he stood straight for the first time in his life. And he was so full of joy. That's where the problem comes from America, because in Benin, There were 6,000, about 6,800 people. You see the report is in the internet. And for the healing convention, for the healing meeting, we started at 11 p.m. And we stopped at 1 p.m. the next day. We're praying for the sick for 14 hours, through the whole night, and then the whole day. There was a woman. These are not civilized people, in the what civilized. Her cancer made her breast look so terrible because she just opened and saw. We laid hand on her, and the cancer disappeared on the spot. A child born deaf. The Lord said, oh, a child is being healed, a child born deaf. And we prayed for him. God was moving, God was moving. The Lord told us that at the end of the convention, we should pray for him to heal people at a distance. There are people from different countries. So we asked everybody to claim the healing of someone he knew. And we asked that people, when they get back home and see that the healing has taken place, they should write to Pastor Bosom, who was the convener of the convention. He sent a report. They prayed somebody got out of a coma. A woman was healed of, in another part of Benin, who was not at the convention, was healed of cancer and all kinds of things happening. Don't say that you have 70 left years. God gave us 120 years. And I have claimed 130 plus. Because Jehoiada lived 130. You see, David lived 70 years and they say he was full of years. Jehoiada lived 130. They say he was full of years. You can choose the Davidic fullness at 70. Or you can choose the Jehoiadic at 130. I have chosen the Jehoiadic. And I've said since I'm walking closer to God than Jehoiada, I can have 130 plus.
Amen.
Don't be planning to run away through death. There's work to be done. In America, people speculate very much about Jesus coming. Forget about Jesus coming. Go and win the lost. Go and win the lost. Listen, go and win the lost. Listen, Brian. Look at the entire Muslim world. They have not heard. And you are waiting for Jesus to come and rapture you so that you should escape. Until the Muslims have heard, he's not coming. The Hindu. In India, all that come under the umbrella of Jesus, whether it is from one extreme to the other, is 2.5 to 3%. So that 97%, that's from hot Pentecostals to Catholics to Jehovah's Witnesses, all that is 2.5 to 3%. So 97% of India, and India is 1 billion plus people, they are waiting to hear the gospel. So don't go and be speculating scriptures, trying to look and twisting them to tell that Jesus is coming tomorrow. He's not coming. Go and work.
Amen.
Because this gospel must be preached. People must hear. You want to go to heaven so that they go to where? You are hoping that he will come and take you quickly so that you go to heaven. And they go to where? Listen, we are here. We are here for a long time. Just be thinking and strategizing and doing everything to get the gospel to the maximum number of lost people in the shortest possible time. And start, stop foolish dreaming. That Jesus will come and save you from your laziness. We are here for a long time. If everybody in the United States has heard, everybody in the world has not heard. In fact, my prayer to the Lord is, don't come. Give us time to release this gospel to those who have not heard. Why should someone go to hell who did not hear? While those who heard and relaxed are saying, Jesus, come, come. So just stretch for your hand and live to 120 at least. And live in sound health. In perfect health, running, jumping, and dancing, and preaching. With your eyes seeing, your ears hearing, your mouth speaking. The only reason why Jesus did not take you to heaven the day you believed was that you should live here and ensure that people hear the gospel and believe. So why should I allow you for 30 years and take you when they have not heard and believed? You are here to ensure that every human being on planet Earth hears the gospel. So you are here for long. Okay. Subtract 120 from your age, and that should tell you the minimum time you have. Do the calculate now and write it there. I have this number of years to win the lost. If you are 25, you have 95 years. So plan what you do with 95 years in radical evangelism and winning the lost. If your eyes are not seeing, tell your eyes you must see. Because I must be reading the Bible and preaching it. If your ears are not hearing, tell your ears that they must begin to hear correctly and hear clearly. Because you are here to win the lost. If your teeth have fallen and you cannot grind bones, you better receive new teeth. During the Ivorian Convention, a sister had lost so many teeth down here, and she had these artificial teeth. You call them what? When we prayed for the sick, she told her husband, I'm feeling some problem, I'm feeling some pain, something inside her. The man said, just keep quiet, just as men talk. One problem in men is that they don't listen. Men don't listen. They are deaf. Even though they have ears. Married men don't listen. If you are married, put up your hand. Say, I will begin to listen. I start with myself. I will begin to listen. I'll begin to listen when my wife speaks. I will not say wait. I will not say I should speak when I'm sleeping. So, but she kept talking. When they got home, she removed this thing and there were brand new teeth there. Amen. The Lord had replaced, had put all her teeth back. That's what happened during the Iberian Convention. One of the girls who was HIV positive, she went to the doctor for tests after the convention, 3 days after the convention. The doctor, since she had three tests that were positive, they sent her, the lab said it was negative. The doctor said, no, he knows this case. Finally, the doctor went and did the test himself. Couldn't believe the technicians. It was negative. We now have 15 cases which were diagnosed to be negative, positive, who are now negative. A book is coming out soon. Jesus is healing people of AIDS today. Things have changed. Things have changed in a very short time. So your life is also going to change. You are going to live here a totally different person, functioning at a totally different realm, in a different spiritual bracket, with a level of power totally unknown in the past. Because it doesn't take long to change a life, provided the power and work is from above. Say, it does not take long to change a life, provided the power and work is from above. It does not take long to change a life, provided the power works from above.
Yes, Lord, cause us to believe these things, Lord. Oh, that our hearts will believe these things, Lord. That it does not take long to change a life, provided the power is from above. That we believe these things, oh God, and act upon them, oh Father. That it will not just be some good message, but Lord, may our hearts be transformed. Because may we believe this truth, that it will not take long to change a life when the power is from the Lord. When the power is from above. So that this day, oh God, you will transform us. You will change us, you break us, you build us, oh God. So that Father, oh Ancient of Days, we will not just, Lord, retreat and go away, Lord, but the Lord, together we win our generation because you are doing it. Let our lives be changed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I embrace this new spiritual bracket, oh God, that you're pulling us into, oh God. And I confess that because your power is at work in this place, I will not live the same, oh God. I'll be a changed person, Lord. I confess that I'll be a changed person, oh God, because the power of God is in this place, oh God. It will not take long to change me. It will not take long to change me. It will not take long to change those of us who are here, because the power of God is in this place to change us. Lord, we receive this truth and we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen.
One Sunday morning, we preached in one place, 50 kilometers from Yaoundé. And God has brought a turn of events there. The senior district officer is born again. When he got there, the sorcerer of the town said that he will not stay there. The president of the party, government party there, said he must go. And the mayor of the town was against him. They started to build a meeting place. And they came and scattered it. Anyway, soon they organized party elections. And that party, president of that party, he lost his place as head. Then the mayor lost his mayorship. Oh God, the sorcerer had died. It's very dangerous to be opposing God. Very, very dangerous. The brother did not wish them dead. He did not wish them. We had a campaign there. The new mayor was at the campaign. The party, new party chief was at the campaign. Of course, the sorcerer would just. But a woman came up to give a testimony. She lifted her child. She was married for 17 years and they had no child. She came and we prayed for her, and the next month she got pregnant and she lifted up the baby. After that, we drove for 4 hours. In fact, when we prayed for the sick, we jumped into the car so that the brain would finish the rest of it. But so many people believed because, you have to use your influence for the gospel. Since the brother is the senior district officer, he got all the big people into the church that day. And of course, they have built a big church. They have built a good building and roofed it, and it was looking sparkling good. The opponents have been knocked out. Don't oppose God. It's very difficult to kick against the pricks. We drove to Abombang for 4 hours. We got there. Dr. Isaac Gwan has built a very big hall. But it was the opening. And at the opening, there were more people outside than inside. There was a large crowd. But someone came from Betwa. We had a campaign in Betwa in January. This man came from Betwa. He was HIV positive. He had actually gone into a coma. He was dying. They managed to bring him to that campaign. And it was a campaign at which God did so many miracles. We prayed for him. In fact, he said right on the spot that he knew something had happened. He went away now strong, and he went for the test. It was negative. He brought the old results and the new results and showed the people. He brought the drugs he was taking. God had healed him totally. The HIV positivity is something of the past. Now it's HIV negative. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Another person who was healed of AIDS there. He's not even done the test, but in his physical appearance, it changed. He gained weight in such a short time that everybody in the village believed him. He called the brethren, they came and planted a church in his village. 26 people believed, just seeing what has happened to him. I want you to know, that God is going to meet you. And that God has things in store for you. Better than anything you have ever dreamt about yourself. You were not born to fail. Not born to fail. Born to succeed. Not born to conquer. Born to be more than a conqueror. All this minimum salvation thing should be forgotten. It is maximum salvation. Because God has made you into a God. He is the head, you are the body. He is the head, you are the body. To think of a very wonderful head and a very terrible body is a contradiction of terms. To think of a holy head and a sinning body is a contradiction of terms. A powerful head and a weak body, no. As the head is, so is the body. Amen. As the head is, so is the body. Say, as the head is, so is the body. As my Lord is, so I am.
As my Lord is, so I am.
As my Lord is, so I am. You know, Jesus told the disciples, as my Father sent me, so I send you. The Father sent him in the fullness of the Father, isn't it? When the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ, he sent Jesus Christ in the fullness of the Father. When the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of the Father. When the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ, he sent Jesus Christ in the fullness of the Father. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. So we have been sent in the fullness of Jesus. The Father sent Jesus Christ to represent him. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. The Father came along with the Son to do in the Son what he himself wanted done, and to do through the Son what he himself wanted done. And he said, as my Father has sent you, as my Father sent me, so I send you. May those words sink into you. May this word sink into you. May this sink into you. The Lord Jesus said, Father, I've finished the work you sent me to do. We too must be able to say, Jesus, I've finished the work you sent me to do. Not poor little old me. The Lord Jesus believed the Father. The Lord Jesus Christ believed the Father. He believed that the Father could not send him and hold back what he needed. Would it be fair? Would it have been fair for the Father to have sent Jesus Christ and held back the resources that Jesus needed? He did not do that. As my Father sent me, I send you. I'm going to make a big statement. God, Jesus has given us what the Father gave him. God has given us what the Father gave him. for success. He sent Jesus Christ to succeed, isn't it? And he gave him the power he needed. In Luke chapter 9, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. Listen, even before the cross, the Lord did not send the disciples without power, without authority. He did not send them to go and be clowns before a watching world. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons, not some, and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. To preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. To preach the kingdom, preach the kingdom, heal the sick. Preach the kingdom, heal the sick. One leg should remind you about preaching the kingdom. The other leg about healing the sick. Preach the kingdom, heal the sick. Preach the kingdom, heal the sick. Preach the kingdom, heal the sick. That's the Father sent them. The Father sent him. The Lord just Christ sent them. The Lord just Christ sent them. In Matthew chapter 10, he called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Matthew chapter 10. He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. This is even before Pentecost. It was part of the send-off packet. Verse 7, as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. He sent them. He sent them to do a task and he gave them the resources needed. Just as his Father sent him and gave him the needed resources. That is the 12. Then he sent another 72. In Luke chapter 10, after he sent the 12, the work was so much that he had to send another 72. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, Verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. And to overcome all of the power. Not some of the power. All the power of the enemy. Keep marking that all. We saw in chapter 9 when he sent the 12, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. When he sent the 70, he says, I give you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. To overcome all the power of the enemy.